ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Jayo Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe Jayo Radha Vrindavan Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Jayo Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe Jayo Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Jayo Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Jaya Prabhupad Prabhupad Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramhamsa, Priviraj, Kacharya, Shro, Tarshat, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Shri Prabhupada, Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Privilaj Kachare Ashto Tarashat His Divine Grace Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirai Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Neshtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanayacha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So we are reading. So we welcome all devotees for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are reading from Canto 5th, Chapter 4, entitled The Characteristics of Rishabhdev. So we will take text number 6 and 7. Text number 6. Yasyaha Pandavya Shloka Udharanti. Konu Tat Karma Raja Rishir. Nabhir Anu Acharit Puman. Apatyatam Agadhyasya. Harir Shuddhena Karmana Yasyaha Pandaveya Shloka Udharanti Konu Tat Karma Raja Rishi Nabhir Anu Acharit Puman Apatyatam Agadhyasya Harir Shuddhena Karmana Yasyaha Pandavye Shloka Udharanti Konu Tat Karma Raja Rishi Nabhir Anu Acharit Puman Apatyatam Agadhyasya हरेर शुद्धेन कर्मणा। यस्यः पाण्डवेः श्लोका उदाहरन्ति कोन तत्कर्म राजर्षेर नाभेरन्वाचरित् पुमान् पत्यताम् अगाधस्य हरिशुद्धेन कर्मणा। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन, यस्य ऑफ हूम ह इंडीड पांडवेय ओ महाराज परीक्षित श्लोकयो टू वर्सेस उदाहरंती रिसाइट क हु नु देन तट दैट कर्म वर्क राज ऋषि ऑफ द पायस किंग। जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी श्री गौरंग महाप्रभु की जय। ना भी अनु फॉलोइंग आचरित कुड एग्जीक्यूट पुमान अ मैन अपत्यताम सनहुड अगात एक्सेप्टेड यस्य हुज हरि द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड शुद्धेना प्योर एग्जीक्यूटेड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस कर्मणा बाय एक्टिविटीज ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ट्रांसलेशन ओ महाराज परीक्षित To glorify Maharaj Nabhi, the old sages composed two verses. One of them is this. Who can attain the perfection of Maharaj Nabhi? Who can attain his activities? Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead agreed to become his son. Purport. The words Shuddhena Karmana are significant in this verse. If work is not carried out in devotional service, it is contaminated by the modes of material nature. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Yajna Arthat Karmano Nyatra Lokoyam Karma Bandhana. Activities performed only for the satisfaction of Supreme Lord are pure and are not contaminated by the modes of material nature. All other activities are contaminated by the modes of ignorance and passion as well as goodness. All material activities meant for satisfying the senses are contaminated. And Maharaj Nabhi did not perform anything contaminated. He simply executed his transcendental activities even when performing yajna. Consequently, he obtained the Supreme Lord as his son. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakhaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे बृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभिश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नम ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तविंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो this morning we are going to take these two verses from chapter 4. As the chapter itself is entitled the characteristics of Rishabdev, so first few verses are concluding on the activities of the father of Rishabdev, who is Maharaj Nabhi. So these two verses are being spoken by great rishis glorifying the activities of Maharaj Nabhi. So the first verse, the sixth verse, I'll read the translation again. It says, O Maharaj Parikshit, to glorify Maharaj Nabhi, the old sages composed two verses. One of them is this: who can attain the perfection of Maharaj Nabhi? Who can attain his activities? Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead agreed to become his son. And the next verse translation also, I'll read seventh verse. The second prayer is this: who is a better worshipper of Brahmanas than Maharaj Nabhi? Because he worshipped the qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction. The Brahmanas, by their Brahmanical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabhi the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan in person. So these two verses, if we see the context, so in third and fourth cantos, Swayambhu Manu's dynasty is being described. He has two sons, Uttanapad and Priyavrat Maharaj, and three daughters, Akuti, Prasuti and Devhuti. So their lineages have been described, first Devhuti, then Akuti, Prasuti, then in fourth canto Uttanapad. And then we see that Daksha, who comes in the lineage of Uttanapad, he goes for a long meditation or tapasya. So there is no one to rule. So being instigated by Swayambhu Manu and Brahmaji, Priyavrat, who is actually kind of taken renounced order of life, comes back and rules, and then his lineage is being described in the fifth canto. So Agnidhar, one of the sons, and then he has Nabhi as his son. So his description is being mentioned. And then while describing the dynasty of Priyavrat Maharaj, Nabhi is described, Maharaj Nabhi is a great personality, and then he in the previous verses or previous chapter, we have seen how he takes shelter of Brahmanas who perform yajna on his behalf to request Lord to appear as his son. And that is being described in this sixth verse where the sages are glorifying. He is being glorified as a person who had such perfection that he could invite the Lord to become his own son. So in this, if you see, in this particular verse, the word Shuddhena, Hari Shuddhena Karmana. So in the last line, it says Hari Shuddhena Karmana. So Shuddhena, Prabhupada translates as pure or devotional service. So the words Shuddhena Karmana are significant in this verse. And Prabhupada says, if work is not carried out in devotional service, it is contaminated by the modes. So in the first verse, we see the importance of performing everything as a matter of service or as a matter of bhakti or pleasing to the Lord. And when one performs all his activities in devotional service, it attracts Lord like anything. So Lord becomes subservient by the devotional activities of his devotees. We can see, like in Vrindavan, Krishna is attracted by devotional service of the Vrajvasis. And he becomes, like if we see, there are many examples. I was thinking in Damodar Leela. So Krishna, who is Atmaram, Aptakam, all that, but still he is getting bound up by the affectionate, loving ropes of Mother Yashoda. So everything is within Krishna, but still Krishna is getting bound up by the love, by the affection. He becomes subservient to Mother Yashoda. And Krishna, he is not able to untie himself. Even Balramji, if we see the pastime, he comes and he says, I cannot also untie you. Because the ropes which are binding are not just physical ropes, but it is the love of a devotee which has bound Krishna. So Krishna has become subservient. And then later when Nalakuver, Manigreev are liberated, so then Nand Maharaj comes and he unties Krishna. Because he also has Vatsalya Bhav, the love with which Krishna is tied. So what makes Krishna attracted, even Krishna attracted in this world, is devotional service. So as Prabhupada is talking about the importance of Shuddhena Karmana. The Karmana means activities, Shuddhena means pure activities. And what are those pure activities? Which are performed in devotional service. Because in this world, whatever level of work we do, it can be categorized in either mode of ignorance, tamas, mode of passion, which is rajas, and the highest is mode of goodness, sattva. But even all these three are binding. But if one wants to actually go beyond shuddhena, if he wants pure activities which are beyond the modes, then it has to be in devotional service. Like in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 26th verse, it says, Mam cha yo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So Krishna is saying, Mam cha yo avyabhicharena, one who performs avyabhicharini bhakti, which is uncontaminated, bhakti yogena sevata. So acharyas are pointing out, in the whole Bhagavad Gita, only this is the verse where the word bhakti yoga is used. Nowhere in Bhagavad Gita, the full two, bhakti and yoga, are combined use. Bhakti is used, or yoga is used, but bhakti yoga is used only in this verse in Bhagavad Gita. Mam ya cha avyabhicharina bhakti yogena sevata. So one who performs bhakti yoga, and what bhakti yoga? Avyabhicharina bhakti yoga, which means pure devotional service. What will happen? Sa gunan samatityetan. He can actually become transcendental. Sa gunan samatityetan. He can actually transcend the gunas. Samatityetan. And brahma bhuyaya kalpate. And he becomes established in the Brahman platform. So Prabhupada is quoting this verse in the purport. Yagya arthat karmano nyatra loko yam karma bandhana. So work has to be performed as a yagya arthat, for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Otherwise, it will lokoyam karma bandhana. It will cause bondage. So in this world, we have to perform activities in bhakti, in devotional service. So Prabhupada says, work without devotional service is contaminated by modes, and work in devotional service is not touched by modes. Like Prabhupada made this famous statement, sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together. So this is one of the punch lines of Prabhupada. He says sense gratification and Krishna consciousness goes ill together. So if one thinks that I will satisfy my senses and at the same time perform devotional service, they are mismatched. They are incompatible. So they go ill together. Why? Because as soon as one thinks that I will perform for my pleasure, one gets contaminated. He gets either affected by sattva, rajas, tama, and as soon as he gets affected or bound by these three modes, it is not devotional service. Like Prabhupada is saying, if it is contaminated by modes, then it is within this realm. If it wants to be in shuddhena karmana, then it has to be in pure devotional service. So then, sense gratification and Krishna consciousness, they go ill together. They cannot be together. If one thinks that I can perform sense gratification and also little bit of sense gratification and Krishna consciousness, then they are not compatible. Then it's not shuddhena, it is ashuddhena, it is contaminated. So we become covered by modes and we are not able to perform on the platform of bhakti. So I was just remembering, I was thinking which example I can think of where one is performing devotional service but it is contaminated by modes. So somehow I just remembered the incident from the journey home. So when His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he is traveling through India and then he goes to Nepal, to Janakpur. So he is in Janki Mahal. And then there is one person, like a Baba, he is sitting. And there is a big queue of people to take Ashirvad, to take his blessings. And so Maharaj also is a seeker, he joins the queue. So he joins, and the queue is like so big, and after him also so many people join. So when Maharaj comes and seeks blessings, so this Baba, he recognizes that he is not from India, he is from other country. So he just tells him to come to one side, and then he is having a discussion, and at the same time he is giving his Ashirvad also to the queue, the people who are coming in the queue. So then he says, from where you have come? So he's saying that I have come from, Prabhuji can correct, just. So from where you have come? So he's saying, I am coming from America. So then what you have come for here? So he's saying, I have come to see God, or to become, understand what is spirituality, see God consciousness. So he kind of becomes so angry. He says, you have left all your pleasures of America and you have come here. I have been performing this sadhugiri for so many years, but what I have received in return? Just dal and rice. So I have just received dal and rice. For all my activities, I have just received dal and rice. So what gain I have got? Just by doing this. And you have left all the pleasures of, you have come from a very prosperous country in America and you are coming here to India poverty stricken, and for all my endeavors for so many years, I have just received dal and rice, dal and rice. So he is giving Ashirwad to people in one side and then he is having this conversation with Maharaj in English. So others cannot understand and it is like going on in a high pitch, the conversation, and he is side by side giving blessings to people who have come in the queue. That so, and then Maharaj writes in his introspection that he has been feeding the bad dog in his heart dal rice for so many years, and that is howling, shouting so loudly. So if one feels that I want to perform bhakti for some pleasure in this world or for some gain in this world, it will not actually attract Krishna, or we will not actually be able to understand what is the purity of that, the relationship between the jiva and Krishna, the Lord. And we will still be caught up in these three modes only, sattva, rajatama, what Prabhupada is saying. that activities, Prabhupada says, performed only for the satisfaction of Supreme Lord are pure and are not contaminated by the material, by the modes of material nature. All other activities are contaminated by modes of ignorance and passion as well as goodness. Another example I was remembering, when Prabhupada initially, when he went to New York and he started his movement there, so he would tell devotees that you should eat till your neck, till your mouth. And so devotees were so happy because they were getting such nice prasad, and Prabhupada would have these ISKCON bullets, the gulab jamuns. But after some time, after Prabhupada gave initiation and everything, he put a notice where what are the rules one should follow. And he said that devotees should be considerate in their eating. They should eat as much as they required so they don't become lazy and remain active in Krishna consciousness. So then some devotees felt that, Prabhupada, we cannot follow this. You said that we should eat to our neck. Prabhupada said, I only told you to eat to your necks, fill your neck. And now I am telling, so you follow this also. But the point is that if we can follow an instruction which is kind of appealing to our heart, but not which is not appealing to our heart because of the effects of modes of material nature. One is getting contaminated by modes of material nature. So therefore, one should be careful that while performing devotional service, one is clear that shuddhena karmana. We can attract the Lord only by shuddhena karmana. So that is important. So that is in the first or the sixth verse. In the seventh verse, in the second prayer, another beautiful aspect is being highlighted. So the translation I will repeat. The second prayer is this: who is a better worshipper of Brahmanas than Maharaj Nabhi? Because he worshipped the qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction. The Brahmanas, by their Brahmanical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabhi the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, in person. Prabhupada writes in purport beautifully, the Brahmanas engaged as priests in the sacrificial ceremony were not ordinary Brahmanas. They were so powerful that they could bring forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their prayers. So the power of a Vaishnava or a Brahmana is that by his sincere prayers, he can actually attract or he can even bring the Lord to this material realm. Thus, Maharaj Nabhi was able to see the Lord face to face. So because of those Brahmanas' purity, pure devotional intent, the Lord came and Nabhi was able to see. Unless one is a Vaishnava, he cannot call for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord does not accept an invitation unless one is a Vaishnava. Therefore, it is said in Padma Puran, Satkarma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visharada avaishnavo guru nasyad vaishnava swapacho guruhu. A scholarly Brahmana, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava. Sat karma nipuno vipro. He is nipuna. A vipra is nipuna in his recitation, in his activities. Mantra tantra visharada. And he is visharada. He is also very expert in mantra, tantra. A Vaishnava guru nasyad. But if he is a Vaishnava, if he is not a Vaishnava, a Vaishnava, he should not be accepted as a spiritual master, guru. On the other hand, Prabhupada says, but a person born in family of lower caste can become a spiritual master if he is a Vaishnava. Vaishnava, swapacho guruhu. Swapacha means he is like a dog eater or from a lower caste. Still he can be accepted as a Vaishnava. Still he can be accepted as guru if he is a Vaishnava. So that principle. Prabhupada continues, these Brahmanas were certainly very expert in chanting the Vedic mantras. they were competent in performance of Vedic rituals, and over and above this, they were Vaishnavas. So in this particular case of Nabi, they were high class Brahmanas, high priest. So they were expert in chanting mantras, they were expert in performing yajna, etc. But the most important qualification they had was they were Vaishnavas. They had pure intent to call the Lord. Therefore, by their spiritual powers, they could call on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and enable their disciple, Maharaj Nabhi, to see the Lord face to face. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that the word Ojasa means by dint of devotional service. So in this seventh verse, the verse goes like this. Brahmanyo anya kuto nabhir vipra mangala pujita yasya barhishi yagyesham darshayam asur ojasa. So because of, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, ojasa means by the dint of their devotional service. So they could call out to the Lord and Lord personally appeared. So this particular verse, as Srila Prabhupada is highlighting, is pointing to the importance of taking shelter of Vaishnavas. Unless we take guidance or shelter of Vaishnavas, we cannot actually have understanding of who Krishna is. We cannot get darshan of Krishna. So just remembering few incidents. So we see in the pastime of Ramanujacharya, when there's a procession going on and of the Lord, and there's one person, he is not looking at the Lord, but he is looking at a beautiful woman. And Ramanujacharya is kind of disturbed and he asks, there's such beautiful procession going on, why you are still looking at? So he says, I have not seen, if you can show me something more beautiful, which is more attractive, then I will surrender to that beauty. So Ramanujacharya says, yes, yes, please come tomorrow morning for Mangalarti Darshan of Ranganath Swami. So he brings, and because of the prayers of Ramanujacharya, he is able to actually see the beautiful eyes, the beautiful face, and get attracted to that. So it is because of the intervention or the prayers of a devotee, a pure devotee, that he attracts the Lord to appear even within material elements. So we have beautiful deities of Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Shri Gaurang Mahaprabhu, Radharani, Madan Mohan, Lalita Devi. So thinking from material conception, they are made of some stone or wood or carved, etc. But because of the sincere prayer, sincere calling of a pure Vaishnava, the Lord has personally appeared here. And they are giving us darshan. They are attracting our hearts. Like today morning also, if devotees were there in Madan Mohan temple, so somehow Radhanath Swami Maharaj was standing there, and he was standing there for half an hour, and that was my experience. So rather than looking at deities, I felt just looking at Maharaj, we could see what kind of exchange was taking place. I was sometimes looking at Maharaj, and then he was so absorbed, he was just from top to bottom he went, and then bottom to top again he came, and he was just standing and taking darshan for so long. So I was feeling, I never get such feelings or attraction for the deities of Madan Mohanji, but he was like literally having I don't know what was happening, but it was like a beautiful exchange which was happening between Lord and his devotee. So that is very attractive, because as Krishna says in the ninth canto, when Durvas Muni, he offends Ambarish Maharaj, and he is traveling being continuously chased by Sudarshan Chakra, and he goes to Brahmaji, then Shivji, then ultimately to Lord Vishnu himself, and then Lord says very beautifully a few verses which are on the same lines describing about what is about a Vaishnava or why Lord is so attracted to a Vaishnava. So he says, Lord says, Aham bhakta paradhino hi avas asvatantra iva dvija sadhubhir grasta hridayo bhaktir bhakta jana priyaha. So Lord is saying, Aham bhakta paradhino, that I am paradhin. So one who is controlling everyone, he is the supreme controller, Krishna. He is saying, Aham bhakta paradhino, I am controlled by the love of my devotees. Aham bhakta paradhino, hi asvatantra iva dvija. He dvija, he is telling to Durvasa Muni, I am asvatantra. Lord is swatantra in all. We say swarat. First verse of Bhagavatam itself says he is swarat. He is, nobody can understand him. He is swatantra. But here Lord is on the contrary saying that I am aswatantra. Sadhubhir grasta hridayo. Why? Because the sadhus in the core of their hearts, they are always keeping me tied up. So that is making me paradhin to them. I cannot escape. Bhaktir, because they have bhakti. Bhakta jana priyaha. I am not only attracted to the devotees, I am attracted to the devotees of devotees. Bhaktir jana priyaha. So those who are devotees of my devotees. So in that mood, Lord is speaking the what is his attraction or how he sees a Vaishnava. So here, like sometimes we glorify, oh, Vaishnava association or Vaishnavas are so great. But if Lord is himself telling what is the glories of Vaishnava, then it gives even more, like sometimes in our practical life, we hear something from our, devotees, in whose association we stay. So we may take it for it is important, but it may not be very striking for us. But if somebody, our Guru Maharaj, or if Prabhupada, if we hear a lecture and if he tells the same thing, then it creates a more impact because they are source of our inspiration or we take. And so similarly, we hear devotees telling, oh, Vaishnava association is so important. But when Lord himself is saying that how I am myself paradhin to my devotees. And in the same series of 4-5 verses, further, Lord is telling that what is the greatness of a devotee? They give up everything just to please me. Lord says, Naham atmanam ashashe mad bhakte sadhubhir vina shriyam chatyantikam brahman yesham gatir aham para. He Durvas Muni, O best of Brahmanas, without these saintly persons, Vaishnavas, for whom I am the only destination. So it is a reciprocal exchange. For a devotee, Lord is saying that he is not attracted or he does not want any gati except me. So he is fully 100% attracted or surrendered to me. And that surrender attraction actually attracts me to give my 100% to him. So I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and supreme opulences. So Lord is saying because of their full surrender, I also enjoy in their presence only. Otherwise, I cannot enjoy. And then Lord is saying that they give up their family, their belongings, their just to please me. So that is what is very attractive. And then Lord is saying that I, the sadhus, they keep me in their heart and I keep the sadhus in my heart. So if one wants to know where the sadhus live, then they live in the heart of a devotee. So that is the greatness of a Vaishnava. If we further look, even in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the 64 limbs of devotional service, of them the 5 prominent ones which Srila Rupa Goswami mentions, so there is Bhagavat Shravanam, then there is Harinam, then there is Vaishnav Seva, then there is Archavigraha Seva, and then there is Dhamvas. So these 5, so recently I was hearing His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentioning, out of these 5, the most important is Vaishnav Sangha or association. And he was saying that we hear Acharyas telling that of the 9 limbs of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, of them Shravanam or Kirtanam is most important. But he was saying, how can Kirtanam happen? Only when Shravanam is done. And where will Shravanam and Kirtanam happen? Only in the association of devotees. So unless one has association of devotees, even to perform this minimum or the basic thing of Shravanam and Kirtanam cannot happen. Because in their association only, one will be able to perform the limbs of devotional service. So that is important. Even Prabhupada, another punchline he says, in I think Krishna book or in his lectures, if one thinks he can practice Krishna consciousness alone, he is insane. So Prabhupada says, if one thinks that one can perform devotional service alone, by my own endeavor, by my own practice, then he's insane. Insane means he's mad. He's gone nuts. He actually is not in his proper mindset. So one cannot practice Krishna consciousness alone. That is the aspect which he's mentioning. Actually, I was just remembering. So somebody may say that, do I need lot of devotees association to actually practice Krishna consciousness? So I was remembering this incident from Yamuna Mataji's book, Unalloyed Devotion. So Yamuna Mataji, when she was one of the pioneers of Prabhupada's interaj to assist Prabhupada in spreading Krishna consciousness. So she was one of the first few devotees who joined, and she was in very close association with Prabhupada. She was a very good cook. She was a very good singer. She was a very good calligrapher. So she had such, and she was meticulous in whatever she did. So that was really attractive. And she used everything in bhakti, and that increased her bhakti like no limits. So after performing, she was part of the London group also, which established. Then she came to India, and then in India also Prabhupada gave Gurudas Prabhu and Yamuna Mataji responsibility of Vrindavan temple. So amidst so many difficulties, she was trying her best, but she was a woman and alone in the entourage, and she was having so many difficulties, it's mentioned. So much heat in summer, cold in winter, and so many problems in the association also, because of the different ways in which devotees want to serve. And she was instrumental in getting the Radha Shyam Sundar deities, even all the deities, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nithai from Jaipur. But at certain point, she felt that it is enough. I cannot handle anymore. Because of the pressure, and there's lot of more details, just cutting it short. And then she leaves India and she goes to Europe, some country, I can't remember now. And then she writes to Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, this, I cannot, it's too difficult for me seeing so many difficulties within devotee association. So then she goes, and then she goes to Oregon in US, and then she and Dinatarani Mataji, these two devotees are together. So then devotees at that time, because even in those times in ISKCON, even grihastha devotees used to stay within temple, and everything was maintained within temple. So she was kind of staying outside of temple. So there was this thing that, oh, you have fell away from Krishna consciousness. So later when she came and met Prabhupada in Manor, I think, Bhaktivedanta Manor in London, so then she was telling Prabhupada how I am practicing Krishna consciousness, how we are both together doing Krishna consciousness. And then, but then she told Prabhupada, they are saying we are not, we are out of association. So Prabhupada said, very nice point there, Prabhupada said that association, two people is also association and 100 is also association. So it doesn't matter that as long as you are in association. So two of you coming together with having compatibility and eagerness to serve is also Krishna consciousness, and 100 if devotees come together. So more important is that we are enthused or encouraged to perform devotional service. So that doesn't mean that we form two groups and perform devotional service. The important aspect in that principle is that we should be in a sangha to motivate and encourage in devotional service. So they were two, but they were so enthusiastic that they were performing all principles of devotional service very enthusiastically. And she continued throughout his life with that enthusiasm. So one should understand this principle, as Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, that a Vaishnava can only reveal Krishna. He, by his sincere prayers, can attract Krishna and reveal it to, like in this case, Nabi Maharaj. So the sincere prayers of the Brahmanas could attract. So I cannot see Krishna or know about him, but only by service to Guru and Vaishnavas, Krishna is revealed to us. So bhakti is path of grace. So what we do by our endeavors is to attract the grace. And the maximum grace is attracted when we serve to please Vaishnavas. So when we serve to please Vaishnavas, because they have access to Krishna, by their grace, we attract the grace of Krishna. And then Krishna is revealed. Like, the bhakti in the heart of a devotee is only transplanted into another's heart, because one who has bhakti can only give bhakti. So it is the bhakti in the heart of a devotee or a Vaishnava which is transplanted or given to another devotee. Or to, in general, any person. So therefore, as Prabhupada is saying, it is important that one accept shelter of a Vaishnava, association of a Vaishnava, and by his sincere endeavors, prayers, he can reveal Krishna to us. So today we discussed these two important aspects of what is bhakti and how shuddhena karmana, those acts which are in devotional service with a desire to please Krishna, can only make us go beyond the modes. Otherwise, we are stuck in the modes. If we feel that I can enjoy a due sense gratification, then it binds us in the three modes. And the second aspect was, how can one get that bhakti? If one wants that bhakti, that grace, then one has to, it is only a pure devotee who has that bhakti. And by his grace, by his mercy, he can reveal it to us. He can give it to us. And that is the only way in Krishna consciousness. Like it's mentioned in the nine stages, which starts with Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha. But Vishnachakir Thakur in Srimad Bhagavatam says, even before Shraddha, there are stages. And it starts with Mahat Kripa. So the first limb is Mahat Kripa. Unless one has the blessings of a great soul, one will not even have Shraddha. So this Mahat Kripa is also given by the mercy of devotees, and he only can reveal. So before coming in association of devotees, we would have chanted the holy names, we would have taken darshan in temples, would have done, taken prasad, etc., etc., etc. But still, why it did not make a transformation? Because the association of devotees was not there. Because of that association, they are revealing, oh, Krishna is in the holy name. Oh, Krishna is there in the darcha vigra, in the deities. Oh, Krishna is non-different from his prasad. And because of that, we are able to actually gain the whatever little bhakti credits or devotional inclination we have. So thank you very much. So we'll end here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupad ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavind ki jai.